Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. Please check out that before you watch anything on the tube or at the movies. He's a staff writer for Ranker, member of the Critics' Choice Association, and a prolific tweeter at aisleseat on a wide range of topics. We just love to make sure that we follow his tweets. It's a good idea. Good morning, sir.
Happy Friday.
Let's see. Richard Jewell, new movie coming out today.
In Clint Eastwood's new film, Richard Jewell, Paul Walter Hauser plays the title character, a security guard who discovers a pipe bomb at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and helps evacuate people before it explodes. John Hamm plays an FBI agent who decides that some bizarre behavior from Jewell's past suggests that he planted the bomb himself, and Olivia Wilde is an unscrupulous journalist who sets off a media firestorm by writing that he's the likely suspect. Huh, the FBI is corrupt and the mainstream media lies. Apparently my grandfather turned off Fox News long enough to write this movie. Sam Rockwell plays the attorney helping Jewell clear his name, and Kathy Bates is his supportive mother. Richard Jewell is a very simplified version of this true story. It gets enough right to be generally compelling, although there could have been a lot more detail about why the FBI suspected him and why the media ran with the story. Both are far more complicated than the film lets on. Great acting is what carries it over the finish line. Hauser is outstanding as the idiosyncratic Jewell, Bates is a powerhouse as his worried mom, and Rockwell is sensational as the shrewd lawyer. They sell the movie's most important idea, that a rush to judgment takes a massive toll on the wrongly accused. Despite some notable flaws, Richard Jewell is worth seeing for that. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 bronze medals.
Okay, so let's see, but you know that they left a lot out. Elaborate on that.
Well, it's just very simplified. I mean, basically what happens in this movie is that Richard Jewell worked at a university at one point, and the dean of the university calls the FBI and says, hey, this guy did some weird stuff when he was here, and then all of a sudden the FBI thinks that he planted the bomb himself. So they really don't make a very convincing case for why the FBI suspected this man. I think they could have done a lot more on that. It's a very simplistic view of the FBI and of the media.
And who comes out looking good?
Richard Jewell comes out looking good, for sure. I mean, he's definitely the one. The movie takes some shots at the media and the FBI, which would be fine if it was more specific, if there was more substance to it. But Richard Jewell definitely comes out looking very good in this movie.
All right. Does this need to be a movie? It sounds like you're telling me about a wonderful made-for-TV film.
Well, it's Clint Eastwood, and, you know, he has a very straightforward style of making movies. He's known for doing, like, one or two takes and then saying, let's move on. He's just very focused on telling the story, not a lot of flourishes in his work. And that's what he does here. He takes a true story that a lot of us remember and tells it in a pretty straightforward way. There's nothing about the movie that's fancy, nothing that's artistically groundbreaking. But if you want to see a dramatization of that story and what happened, it's a pretty decent one.
All right. In the trailer, they show Richard Jewell doing voice work so that they can check his voice with the tip that was left at Centennial Park. Mm-hmm. What is your view about that? Is that really showing the FBI stepping over a line that we should be concerned about? That the, you know, does this depict the FBI in such a negative light?
I wouldn't say it's ultra-negative light. I mean, the FBI did some unusual things. They lured Richard Jewell in with the idea that he was doing a security training video, and they used it as an excuse to try to get him to sign away his legal rights. And they depict that in the movie. So there were some fishy things that went on there. I think the movie does, like I said, a basic job of dealing with the FBI. They could have been more specific if they have criticisms. But the point of the story is that it's really about Richard Jewell and about what he went through when the world took him from hero to pariah pretty much overnight. And that's generally the focus of the movie.
And tell me about this dust-up that relates to the portrayal of one of the female reporters in the film.
Yeah, the character Olivia Wilde plays, a real person, a real reporter named Kathy Scruggs, who worked for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And towards the beginning of this movie, she meets up with John Hamm's character in a bar, and she says, I know you've got a suspect, tell me who it is. And he says, no, I'm not going to tell you. And she offers sexual favors in exchange for the information, which, you know, he gives her the name, and they hop into bed together. And the people who worked with the real Kathy Scruggs say that this is just outrageous. The movie implies it several times that she has slept with sources for information. And the people who knew her and worked with her say she never did that. There is no evidence of that. This is a defamatory portrayal. And it really is. There's no reason for that to be in the movie other than to just kind of have a cheap, easy way of vilifying the reporter character. So that is a major, major flaw in the film. And that's part of the reason why I only gave it 3 stars. That's something that's really hard to look past.
And there is a boycott being encouraged as it relates to this because of that?
Her newspaper is encouraging people not to go see it. You know, boycotts, people can decide for themselves whether they want to go see a movie. I'm sort of a believer, throw movies out there. People can decide whether they want to see it or not. Some people may choose to boycott it. Some may not.
And lawsuits? Does it seem like a legal overstep to portray her in that way? Since she's a real person.
Well, she's deceased, so I don't really know any legal way that they could go after her or her family could or something like that.
And Richard Jewell is deceased too, right?
Died at the age of, I believe, 44, quite a few years ago.
Okay.
But Paul Walter Hauser, this is a guy, you don't know his name, but you have seen him before. He's most well-known for being in the movie I, Tonya. He played Jeff Galluli's buddy, the one who actually set the series of events in motion that led to Nancy Kerrigan getting whacked in the knees. So he's a really, really talented guy, and this is finally a movie that puts him front and center.
Okay. All right. Richard Jewell, 3...
bronze medals. Because it's not Clint Eastwood's best movie, but it's still worthy of your time.
Well, 3 bronze medals is better than 2, so
right.
That's fabulous. All right, new movies that are out now. If you go to the theater, you got a lot of good choices these days.
Yeah, Richard Jewell opens nationwide today. Also opening nationwide today is Jumanji, The Next Level, sequel to the big hit from about 2 years ago with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Everybody gets sucked back into the video game again for more adventures. We've got Black Christmas, in which a group of female students are stalked by a stranger during their Christmas break. This is a reimagining of Bob Clark's 1974 horror film Black Christmas, of which I'm a big fan, so I'm kind of curious to see what they do with a modern take on it. And we've got Honey Boy, which goes into wider release this weekend. And this is a movie written by Shia LaBeouf. A few years ago, you may remember, he got in a lot of legal trouble and was sent to court-ordered into rehab. His therapist there said, you need to write about the trauma in your life. And so he wrote this screenplay based on his own childhood and his dysfunctional relationship with his father. And in the movie, Shia LaBeouf plays the character who is based on his own father. So this is a really semi-autobiographical movie. I saw it about a month ago, and really, really good film. If people are looking for something different and engaging and emotional, Honey Boy is definitely a movie that you want to go see this weekend.
All right. Honey Boy. Wow, sounds fabulous. We'll have to see that. Let's see. In some entertainment news briefly here. We don't have too much going on. One of the singers in Roxette died. That caught your attention this week.
Yeah, Marie Fredriksson, the female singer in Roxette, died at the age of 61 after a long-term illness. Of course, they had so many hits. It Must Have Been Love, Joyride, The Look, Listen to Your Heart, sold 75 million records worldwide. So, unfortunately, she passed away at the age of 61.
Yeah, very young. And Purple Rain now on the U.S. National Film Registry. You're all excited about that?
Yeah, every year the National Film Registry names 25 films that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Purple Rain was one of them this year as one of my all-time favorite movies. So I'm glad that's in there. Also in there, Platoon, Amadeus, Kevin Smith's Clerks, and Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It. So a really wide, interesting array of films there.
And what is the through line through all of them?
Just that in some ways these films have some sort of significance, whether it's a cultural significance or something they did artistically, or just movies that have really stood the test of time.
Or ultra popular, that people seem to respond to them and like them. Okay, yeah, Purple Rain.
Great film.
Top 20 highest grossing film. I mean, would that be true for that film?
I mean, it was a big hit back in 84 when it was released, or 85. Not the biggest blockbuster of that year, but certainly a movie that was a huge hit and has continued to have a very long life in DVD and home
video.
I've
watched it a couple times.
I've seen it many times. Yeah, it's a great film.
Okay. Movie Mike McGranahan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the movies. Movie Mike McGranahan, of course, his website at Aisle Seats, so please do check him out. His appearances here on WDKOK, always sponsored by the Campus Theater. They invite you to check out their activities at campustheater.org.